typing into this notes app on what I should be saying, and the conversation's changing by the second. And he keeps deleting texts, writing new things, and it was so hard to keep up with.
Do you think you should have asked him for the price on the phone though? So maybe say, hey, you asked that on the follow-up call? You should ask on the first call.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more pressure, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to get better as a professional, and you gotta put yourself in these uncomfortable situations to do so.
Welcome to episode 2 of The Gauntlet, where I take my real estate agents to a series of obstacles, including live cold calling, closing leads, hot leads, live, and while having a camera in their face, and me breathing over their shoulder. So it's gonna get tough, stakes are high, so let's go meet our first special guest, Sean Tuohy.
I wanna give you a ring real quick. Reaching out about your property over there on Street. Got a client looking over in Point Loma, and wanna run it by you, see if you might consider an offer at this time.
Not at the moment, looking to hold it long term.
Got it. Yeah, it's a very nice property. Are you guys by chance looking for more property in the area, or kind of just sitting tight for now? What's your guys' plan?
Sitting tight for the moment. I mean, always have my eye open, but don't see any bargains yet.
Yeah. Got it. Hey, the market's always changing. You never know. You might find the best deal tomorrow. So, got it. Well, what's a good email for you, John? Just in case I come across something you might be interested in.
J-O-N.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email with just some info about my team and I. And anything comes across, I'll shoot it your way.
Great.
Awesome. Appreciate it, John. Happy New Year.
All right,
you too. Bye.
As you can see, that's how it's done. This is my guy, Sean. He's a killer on the phones. He's been doing it for about 2 years now, I think.
Coming up on 2 years, yeah.
And he's going to show you how cold calling is done, because this guy's a pro at cold calling.
My name is Sean Tuohy, and I'm a commercial real estate agent. I didn't know I wanted to become a real estate agent. It kind of just happened. I had a class at San Diego State. It was a real estate evaluation class, and we had a guest speaker come in. And his word of advice was basically, you know, if you don't know what you want to do for your career after graduation, just reach out to as many people you know in your network who are killing it. Reached out to, I think, 4 different people, and Jason ended up being one of them because we were in the same fraternity. Sat down, it's supposed to be a 15-minute conversation over coffee, and ended up being about an hour and a half. And at the end of it, he kind of just invited me to come in the next day and start dialing. And I didn't even know it was a job offer, but I showed up, and then the rest is history. I've been working here ever since. Hey, this is Sean over at JLM Real Estate. I was just giving you a quick ring about your property over there on Lane Street. Got one of our clients who's looking in the area over in City Heights, something similar, and I wanted to run it by you, see if you might be considering offers at this time. So, 9-3. Have a good one. Bye. You know, a lot of people will just kind of do the spray and pray, hey, are you looking to sell? Leave the voicemail. But I mean, we take a more personalized approach. We're looking in the area.
Personalization is super important. If you don't personalize your voicemail, and like Sean said, just say, hey, are you looking to sell? Call me back. No one's ever gonna call you back. We say, hey, John, my name's Sean at JLM Real Estate. I have a buyer looking for 8 units. I saw you have a property that's 8 units. It would be a great fit for my buyer. Would you mind giving me a call back if you're thinking about selling? Yeah, great job, Sean.
For me personally, I chose commercial because it's naturally a more numbers-oriented business compared to residential. So I studied finance in college, and you know, the numbers side of the business just resonated well with me.
Hello?
Hi, this is Sean Tuohy, apartment broker. Was calling real quick about your property over there on Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, just I want to see real quick, one of the clients we're working with, this property.
No, I'm not.
We have a 7 unit for sale not too far away.
No, thank you.
Got it. Do you have any other property you might consider an area or offer on?
No, not at the moment.
Got it, no problem. Well, I do appreciate you taking my call, Michael. Hope you have a good one.
You too, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
But what Sean did great there is he got 3 no's. The key is to get 3 no's on the phone. If you're cold calling someone, you're never going to turn a no into a yes. Your goal is to turn a maybe into a yes. So 3 no's, which Sean got, great. Don't ask questions over and over again, because you don't want to waste time on a prospect that's not a legitimate prospect for you. So Great job, Sean.
I think the most exciting thing about working at JLM is the freedom. You know, we have the choice to work what hours we want, when we want. Ironically, we end up working more hours than most jobs.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs.
Yes?
Hi, this is Sean Tuohy, apartment broker. Was calling real quick about your property over there in...
sorry, what's this about?
Yeah, I just wanted to see real quick if you guys might be considering offers.
No, thank you.
Similar to this one?
No.
Might consider an offer on?
No.
Okay, no problem. Well, I do appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the new year.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sean, one thing that... your calls sound great, but one thing I would stop saying is real quick. That's like a filler word that's like, I don't know. You can say it once, but you said it like four times in that call.
Yeah, so I found out I was doing the episode when I was at the USC Louisville Holiday Bowl last night. And Jason sent me a text and goes, hey, you want to do a video for JLM? I said, sure, let's do it. And watched the rest of the game. And then after, I was like, oh, man, I still got to do the video. Hi, this is Sean with JLM Real Estate. Was calling real quick about your property over there. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, my name is Sean Tuohy. I'm a real estate agent here in San Diego. I was calling about your property on Avenue.
No, I don't want to sell it. No, I'm not. I'm happy with what I have.
By chance, have any other properties in the area and in Beach? You might consider selling.
I don't.
Well, I appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You know, quick conversation. Some people are living at a slower pace, so you just gotta be mindful of that and kind of match their speed. People tend to be more comfortable on the phones when you kind of match their energy, so good thing to learn from that call.
Wise words from Sean.
Got a ton of those nuggets up here. You know, having those communication skills as well as the personality helps a lot because, you know, there's thousands of realtors here in San Diego, and being able to stand out with your personality is huge, in my opinion. Am I catching a bad timer? You got a sec? Was actually calling about your property.
I'm not doing anything with it.
Got it. Over there in North Park?
No, thank you.
Might consider selling?
Nope.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No problem. You have a good... Can't win them all.
In real estate, you lose most of the time. Maybe 1 out of 100 calls will be a decent lead. But the wins, the huge wins in real estate are what make losses like that worth it. Because that's the worst thing that can happen. People can give you 3 no's, sound pissed off on the phone. But you move on to the next one and you don't take it personally because... This is the life of a real estate.
Sean Tuohy, real estate broker, was calling real quick about your property.
I'm not interested really in selling. I wonder what kind of offers they're trying to give, though.
Yeah, so they're actually doing a 1031 exchange, so be able to get you a price.
Yeah, you could get me a price. I wouldn't make any promises on it right now, though.
Yeah, no problem, of course. Yeah, the rents as well as the bed and bath count for the property.
Each of them are one bedroom and one bath, and they're ready for somewhere.
So, I mean, would you be looking to do something multifamily there, or something single family, commercial property?
Multifamily.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I mean, I would be more than happy to get a price from this buyer, and you know, hopefully, you'd be able to get you a price that makes sense for you to sell and exchange into something into.
All right, then. I look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Likewise, Chris. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. No, thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Not bad. Many reasons why people sell. For him, it's probably harder to manage this since he's miles away. First, honestly, I didn't think he was a real lead. Just kind of yanking my chain trying to get a price. But once he said that he lives in, then becomes an actual reason why someone would sell. You know, if a lot of people don't like managing property out of state and become a headache, they don't really know what's going on there besides what their property manager is telling them. So for him, I could see an actual motivation why he would sell.
Do you think you should have asked him for the price on the phone, though? So maybe say, hey, Sean, or hey, Chris, I don't want to waste your time or the buyer's time. Is there a price that you'd have to net in order for it to make sense for you to sell the property?
I didn't. I mean, that's usually one that I ask on the follow-up call. But yeah, I think on that one, I definitely could have asked it.
You asked that on the follow-up call? You should ask on the first call.
Yeah, I mean, That's good to know. Usually I do it on follow-up call.
That's good to know. Okay. I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah.
Why has it been better? Obviously, it feels more natural for you. So why does it feel more natural to ask on the follow-up call?
Gives me time to look at the property and see approximately, like look at the rents and see how much it realistically sell for.
But if someone gives you a crazy price, then you don't need to spend any time on it at all.
Yeah, but if they give one that's, you know, a little bit above or maybe a bit unrealistic, you can come with comps and, you know, educate them on what the property's actually worth.
Yeah. So
let's say you spend all this time working on this lead, you pull comps and you do all this stuff and you give him a price and he goes, no, I want $4 million for it. Now you just wasted a bunch of time, right? You can minimize time wasted by trying to get the price on the first call. Time is your most valuable resource as a real estate agent. People waste a lot of time in real estate, and young agents don't know where to spend their time correctly. And that's the number one thing that I've tried to correct early in people's careers.
Yeah, so Jason wanted to team up and go over some leads that I've been working on and try to convert those into meetings. So the biggest difference between a great broker and an average broker is the ability to close on leads.
Anyone can make cold calls and get rejected and get a seller, but this is where the real money happens, is where you close the lead to set a listing appointment or to set a meeting with a buyer in order to get face-to-face with them, because that's the most important part of the business. All right, so someone actually just called me while Sean was talking. It's a missed call, and he texted me saying that he might have a referral for me. So I'm gonna call him right back right now and see, you know, what he's got for me. So this is a hot call right here.
Jason, how are you?
Hey, good, how about you?
Good, thanks for the quick call back.
Yeah, no problem.
So I wanted to make up the whole issue with the duplex over to you.
Okay.
I feel like we, you know, you got the short end of the stick on that.
No worries.
I have a house, a big house actually. Okay, it's really nice. Single family. I'll give you the address. I want to say it's somewhere in like the low twos.
Okay.
How much it's worth. The loan I think is like, I want to say in the like a million.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of equity. There's only two kickers that are going to make this one interesting. And there's one thing that's going to make it good for you. So the first is my client has to present three names. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And my guy only had two people, so I told him I have a guy for the third name, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to propose your name to the other side.
Okay.
And then the second thing is, the husband tells me that the mom, I know the wife doesn't want to sell. She has until January 10th to come up with the $40K to pay off the loan.
It's actually crazy to me how, like, neither of them want to pay such a small loan to keep like a prime house in like one of the best locations down here.
I know.
That's crazy to me.
Because my guy's done it like three times. He's like, I want to keep my equity, you know, and on her side, she's just like, well, I don't have to pay because his always pays, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I'm not paying anymore. Like, it's ridiculous.
Crazy happens in real estate. Thank you. Yeah, I'll make sure to do a good job for you and your client. And thanks for thinking of me again. I really appreciate that.
All right, I'll forward your name, and then if you get selected, we'll be in touch, all right?
Are you allowed to take a referral fee as an attorney? Yeah, let me know, because I'm happy to do that too, so let me know if you can.
No, I appreciate that. All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks, Sammy.
You got it. Bye. All right, bye.
Let's go.
There we go. There we go.
Instead of me telling our viewer here, what were some key things you got out of that call? Like, what are some key things we need to be aware of?
I think the biggest thing you need to know is the motivation. It's going in pre-foreclosure. He's basically trying to sell and cash out. The wife is living there and not making the payments. So basically the bank, the lender, is giving them until January.
The big risk is that, I mean, there's two big risks, of course. There's two other agents involved. Second, if we were to go into escrow, like call it January 4th, and the wife paid off the loan and she didn't want to sell, that could be a huge lawsuit that happens. So every single party in the transaction would have to know that. So that's why it's so important to take good notes and understand exactly what's going on, or else you can get in trouble as an agent. One nugget you should get from that is to also partner with as many referral partners as you can. Make relationships with attorneys, property managers, and other service people, because they will give you deals. Great call. Let's go on to Sean's lead. What lead are you gonna call next?
This individual, they've had the property for quite some time now. They're back and forth from Northern California to Southern California. So he's basically just tired of owning the property. And we've talked a few times in the past, said that he's maybe looking to sell after the first of the year, which is in a few days. So
It's 14 units.
Yeah, it's 12 one bed.
12 one bedrooms, two bedrooms on a 21,000 a month in rents. Okay. Are those rents low or are they high? It's important to know if the rents are high or low.
The rents are low.
Rents are low, okay. So it's an older property. He's owned it for a long time. So our objective here, we've been trying to chase this guy for a long time actually, but our only objective here right now is to set some sort of in-person meeting, worst case scenario, a Zoom meeting, to get in front of him and show him that we're experts, go over our team presentation, go over our value proposition, and eventually try to list the property or worst case scenario, you know, put it together off market with one of our clients in our office. If you have any questions, just ask in the comments below. But Sean, let's get into calling.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? It's Sean Tuohy, apartment broker.
Oh yeah, hi Sean.
Hey, how's it going? I hope you enjoyed the holidays. Got it. So you're looking to redo the landscaping on the property next month?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know approximately when that might be finished?
First of February.
Got it. And you'd be looking to sell after the landscaping's completely redone in best shape possible?
I don't know if I want to sell it at all. I thought maybe I would, but I just don't really care. Mm-hmm. If I keep it or sell it. Mm-hmm. I like it. I've had it for a long time. Sometimes I want to sell it. Sometimes I just...
I mean we have like I was telling you, one of the agents in my office, they have a client who's doing a 1031 exchange and they're very interested in the area, so I just want to see, is there a price that would make sense for you to sell the property and motivate you to sell sooner than that, for the highest price possible?
I don't know, I had somebody look at it.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to the prospect on the phone and Jason's typing into his notes app on what I should be saying, and the conversation's changing by the second, and he keeps deleting texts, writing new things, and it was so hard to keep up with.
6.5, and they said that it was down 10%. I mean, if I could get anywhere near 7, maybe. I don't know, their apartment building's too expensive.
Okay. And I know you told me that one of the units has been renovated. Are they all renovated, the interiors, or is it just a couple of them? The prices have definitely gone down in North Park. Do you think there's any way you could take closer to $6.4 million for the property? Yeah, I mean, I would be more than happy to pull up some comps in the area.
I know the prices have gone down, so I don't know. It's not like I have to sell it.
I'd be more than happy to, like I said, hop on a Zoom call. Is that something that you'd be open to sometime next week? Yeah, it's definitely more pressure, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to get better as a professional, and you got to put yourself in these uncomfortable situations to do so.
It was my first apartment building I bought, and it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah, and it's in a fantastic area as well. Like I said, I'd be happy to jump on a Zoom call and go over the comps and the valuation for the property. Looking forward to going through those with you.
What do you think about that call?
There's definitely a lot of things that I could.
That you still need to work on?
Yeah, that I still need to work on. I think, like you were saying, like verbiage, not repeating the same phrases.
Over and over again?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it's good to not sound like a broken record.
Yeah.
You probably said that line to him over 10 times over the last couple calls, huh?
Yeah. What is, I mean, typically when we use it, it's a great line because I do agree that it can get repetitive, so finding different things to say would be helpful. Yeah, so there's always the one-liners that you use that help get the message across pretty simply, and it's funny because it's something I don't realize that I'm doing until Jason points it out, and then it's the only thing I can think of when I'm on the phone again. I think it's a phenomenal line. I will continue to use it till the day I die.
Yeah, it looks like he wants too much for it. Even if he were to take $6.4 million, I'm just looking at the comps right now. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing's sold for that high in a while, and his property's, like, super under market. Like, if you're getting $21,000 a month across he's getting, like, an average $1,500 a month in rent. It's got... Oh, it's this guy? Oh, yeah.
It's in a fantastic location, right? Just,
It is, but, you know, for, you know, he wanted like closer to like 500 unit. It's just not possible for an old building here, but I could tell from the call early on that the guy's not very motivated, doesn't care about it at all. And that's usually a bad sign. Usually when they're not motivated, they want a super high price because he's a price motivated seller. And that usually indicates that they're not a good lead, but if the guy shows up for the Zoom, then, you know, then we have a better shot at it. But chances are when people aren't that motivated, sometimes they cancel. It's just what happens. When he said in the call that he wanted to do landscaping, that he just wanted to wait, that he didn't really care, I think that's when you need to build more urgency. That's why I kept typing here quickly. Like, I understand, but, you know, if there's a buyer that's motivated now and would pay you the same price, whether you did the landscaping or not, would you consider an offer at that point? Time kills deals. So you want to see if you can entice them with a price or an offer before that work is even done so that they don't even have to do the landscaping or the roof, right?
Mm-hmm. Saying, I really like the line where you give them their most ideal situation and you ask them if they would be willing to move forward. I know me personally, if I had access to this type of content as an aspiring commercial real estate agent, it would have been huge for my development as a professional, and him giving that kind of lens into what we do on a day-to-day basis, I think is awesome.
Now we're doing a quick little debrief / coaching session with Sean. I like doing one-on-ones with my agents to make sure that we are in line and on the same page. So Sean, what do you think is the number one thing after today that you think you can improve on, or at this point in your career?
One of the biggest things is my delivery when making calls. So understanding tonality, you know, the order to say things, building rapport early in the call, you know, knowing how to go about the call with the right delivery, essentially.
Delivery, how you say things, tonalities, all super important stuff. Like, what do you think would improve your delivery?
Doing the role play is huge. Just because you can kind of get a feel for how the call might play out.
The important thing with you and with people that are watching this is that you just have to understand where you want the call to go, right? So if you want the call to go from a lead to a meeting, you gotta just like know, like, how can I take this conversation next step? Because if you think in your head, what am I gonna say next? Then you're gonna actually miss what the person's telling you. Because what I noticed inside was like, the person was telling you some like good cues on how to take the call to the next step.
You know, being early on in my career, there's a lot of questions I have, and him being open to, you know, give feedback and criticism is only gonna help me grow. And I know it's tough in the moment to hear what you're doing wrong, but in the long run, it's gonna be extremely helpful.
Which I'm glad that I've listened to some of your sales calls, because that's important. I think I need to do that more, is listen to your guys' sales calls.
The cold calling, it's, you have a pretty clear objective and there's not a lot of different ways that the call can go.
But on a follow-up.
But with the follow-up, yeah, I have to be more strategic.
Go and, all these directions. Got it. So to recap, how are you going to change your actions and how are you going to change your actions? So what are you going to do differently after learning some more stuff today? Because if you don't change your actions, you've learned nothing.
Definitely what I'm going to be changing is, before, you know, calling leads like that, is going to you or one of the other agents in our office and role-playing the situation. So I'm better prepared for any objections or obstacles that come in the way. And, you know, having the active listening skills for anything that might come up.
Well, I hope you learned something from watching this so far. You've seen the things that Sean does really well and things that he still needs help on. You know, it's been almost 2 years and he's still learning every single day and becoming better.
I'm extremely excited for what the future has for me. I'm always asking questions, always looking for feedback and figuring out ways to grow as an agent. So having this company that supports my growth and is looking to take me to the next level is awesome.
All right, so today you learned that live cold calling, calling hot leads, and some one-on-one coaching is truly important if you want to be successful in this business. And I hope you learned a lot from Sean Tui's mistakes and from what he did well. And I know he did too. So thank you so much for watching. Feel free to like and subscribe if you want more videos like this on how to be a successful multifamily real estate agent. And the last thing is, feel free to book a call with me if you want to apply to join our team. Other than that, I'll see you next time. Peace.